Dollar Tree has announced plans to raise its price ceiling to $7.
$7?
How the hell's that a dollar store?
I don't know. Well, that's something. They should call it the Dollar-ish Tree.
Yeah.
I guess inflation finally found its way to the land of forgotten party supplies.
Yeah.
That's probably true, Rickshaw. Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. Thank you for joining us today. We greatly appreciate it. Let's see what else is in the news. 1 in 2 Americans apparently are intimidated at the thought of working out at a gym.
Really? I just think of the gym as a museum for equipment I don't know how to use.
A lot of it stays sitting there.
Yeah, Hill bought everything. She got like the big exerciser bike and the, oh, what was it, Total Gym? She used that stuff for about a week and that was it.
Yeah.
Still sitting in the basement there at in Chappaqua? Oh, no, man, it's in the bedroom. Jeez, we just hang our clothes on it. So. Scientists say that they are learning more and more about the Big Bang. They're going to reveal their information soon.
Yeah.
So the Big Bang is that there was a huge explosion and everything came into existence, including the creation of a billion Starbucks stores.
Yeah.
A study found that dog owners live longer.
Yeah, cool. Makes sense. After all, you can't count on a cat to run back into town to alert the townspeople that you've fallen into the well.
I know. That's true, man. I think if I fell into the well, he'll probably be like, no, good luck. Other stuff in the news, researchers say that seabirds often eat the plastic floating in the ocean because they are attracted to the fragrance of plastic.
Wow.
A pest control expert says that peanut butter, not cheese, is the best way to lure house mice into traps.
Nice.
That's pleasant. According to a poll, 54% of the public believes that it is impossible for most people in the U.S. to achieve the American dream.
That's terrible.
Also, check your Mega Millions ticket. If you are a winner on Tuesday night, you could be taking home $893 million. Or tonight, if you play Powerball, the big number is $687 million. From the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio, it's the Mickey Golden Program with Mickey Golden. Magic Mike, Chickasaw, Rickshaw.
Thank you so much.
Well, Professor Fatso Puny, hey, man, it's a day we're here to rock and roll. President Bill Clinton.
Suey, baby, it's good, man. I'm always happy to be here. And Hill sends her love.
A boy named Sue running the equipment. I'm Ronald Demerson, studio announcer. And now he is Mickey Gordon. Quite famous Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. How about a history lesson for today?
I'd like that.
The professor's ready to do it.
Well, you're the professor of rock and roll. I'm the professor of history. How's that?
I think that's a good compromise there.
Absolutely.
All right, it happened today on this date in 1916. Albert Einstein published his general theory of relativity.
Ooh.
1969 on this date, John Lennon and Yoko Ono married in Gibraltar.
Well, I was actually there for that because I knew John and Yoko well. Yoko's still doing it to it, hanging out at the Dakota. Did hear she was gonna maybe sell that joint. 90 some odd years old, man.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Mm-mm.
1987 on this date, a Houston man was fined $10,000 and assessed 10 years probation for stealing 76,680 rolls of toilet paper from a hospital where he worked.
Yeah, well, maybe the beginning of the pandemic, they all were going batty over that.
Yeah. I worked at radio stations. There's this one guy at a radio station, Dennis, and he went out to his car, and I walked by him, and when he opened up his trunk, it was full of toilet paper from the radio station.
Nice.
Oh. Let's see. 1996, on this date, a jury in Los Angeles convicted Eric and Lyle Menendez of first-degree murder in the shotgun slayings of their millionaire parents.
Yeah, remember that. People are like, you know, all the girls were in love with those boys.
Well, they seemed like nice boys. Yeah, except for the part where they shot their parents. They still claim today we didn't do it. 1996 on this date, very same day. A 21-year-old Muppet fan claiming to have a bomb took over a radio station in New Zealand. And then he demanded that Rainbow Connection by Kermit the Frog be played nonstop for 12 hours.
Rainbow Connection.
Police evacuated the area, decided that the bomb was fake, stormed the radio station, and arrested the listener.
No one was hurt, right?
Nope, nobody.
Yeah.
Well, I'm old world radio promotions, sir.
2016 on this date, Barack Obama became the first president to visit Cuba since 1928.
Yeah. They still have those Kennedy embargoes in over there.
Yeah, they say they're not doing too good.
No, they're not, you know. That's the thing. They just want to be communists, so not going to open up the gates. 2020 on this date, after 20 years with the New England Patriots, six-time Super Bowl winning quarterback, the GOAT, Tom Brady, agreed to move to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a two-year, $50 million guaranteed deal.
$50 million.
Who has time to spend that?
Yeah. No clue. Let's see, after 30-plus years on network television on this date in 2022, Maury Povich announced that he would be calling it quits.
We're done.
And that's our history lesson for today. We have more stuff coming up, our special events, and we'll check the birthdays and trashy showbiz and celebrity report coming up.
You're listening to the Mickey Gordon Program.
Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Coming to you every Monday through Friday. Right over iNet Radio. Birthdays for today, Barron Trump. Donald's youngest, 18.
Yeah, he must be having fun.
I guess. Ruby Rose from Orange is the New Black. And Batwoman, 38 years old today.
No, not bad.
Christy Carlson Romano from Kim Possible. And Even Stevens, 40 years old today.
Yeah.
And then we got Mickey Day from SNL, 44. Bianca Lawson from Vampire Diaries. The Steve Harvey Show and Pretty Little Liars, 45.
Yeah.
Michael Rappaport from Boston Public, 54. Holly Hunter.
Oh, I thought she was hot when she was young.
Yeah, I kind of liked her too. Holly Hunter, 66. Spike Lee is, well, they say her 66 or 67.
Yeah, he hasn't revealed.
But he's right there. And then Hal Linden, Barney Miller, 93 years old today.
Wow, that's amazing.
Then we got the number for the day. The number for the day is 30.
Yeah.
That is 30 is the percentage of U.S. teens who say they are completely satisfied with themselves.
And those that say it probably need a checkup.
Because no teenagers are satisfied.
No.
Part of growing up. Our trashy showbiz and celebrity update coming up. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio.
Rebecca Golden. Aloha. Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. I'm Mickey Gordon. Thank you for joining me. Magic Mike Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fatso Puny, President Bill Clinton, all in the house. All right, time for a trashy showbiz and celebrity update. Get ready. The trailer for the new Star Wars series, called The Acolyte, was released yesterday.
Whoa, I gotta find it, gotta find it.
And the series will debut in June on Disney Plus and is set 100 years before the events of The Phantom Menace.
Can't wait.
Now I just have to report this to you because it's our trashy showbiz report. Now, do you remember the show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Now, it premiered in 2007 and had adults stumped by fifth grade trivia.
It doesn't surprise me.
The show, hosted by Jeff Foxworthy, originally aired until 2011 and made a brief comeback in 2015.
I can hear the sirens.
Well, we're in New York. They're always sirens. Well, Nickelodeon revived that show again in 2019, and now Amazon Prime is reportedly working on a new version of the show with Travis Kelce in talks to host.
Wow.
This time the show would feature celebrity guests instead of actual fifth graders.
Thanks. There you have it. I'll make a note of it.
With rumors swirling about a new James Bond on the horizon, the supposed selection of Aaron Taylor Johnson has fans talking.
Oh my God. Oh.
The 33-year-old British actor, known for his roles in action-packed films like Kick-Ass and Avengers, Age of Ultron, seems to have the coveted role within reach. I'm super excited.
Yeah,
I can tell. Netflix has just released the Supercell teaser trailer. That's what it says here, Supercell.
That's a Supercell.
Gives viewers a glimpse into the world of five strangers who find themselves with superpowers. And that is set to premiere in June.
Yeah. So they all reside in London or something.
Yeah. Get ready to sail back to the big screen with Popeye.
Oh, man. They can't come up with anything new, can they? It's kind of rare.
The beloved one-eyed sailor man, known for his love of spinach, will have a new live-action movie. And that is currently in development.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Lewis Thornton Allen, the estranged husband of Paul Walker's daughter, Meadow Rain, has filed a response to her divorce petition and has demanded support.
Yeah. Give me the cash. Show me the money.
Radar Online obtained documents on Tuesday showing that Thornton Allen is asking to be awarded support, and that apparently is what was in their prenuptial agreement. So I guess she's trying to get away and he's trying to get the cash. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More of our trashy showbiz report and celebrity updates coming up. Mickey Golden from iNet Radio. Okay, celebrity update here. Jonathan Majors, known for his roles in Creed 3 and Lovecraft Country, facing a new lawsuit from his ex-girlfriend, Gracie Jabari. She accuses the actor of a series of serious allegations, including battery, assault, defamation, and more. Wow. Now, filed in New York, the lawsuit emerges from what Jabari describes as a pattern of pervasive domestic abuse, which started in 2021. Her legal action seeks to hold Majors accountable for his actions, which reportedly began shortly after their relationship commenced on the set of a Marvel movie in London.
Yeah.
So when he first threw his first fit and threw somebody through the wall, wasn't that a sign to leave?
Apparently not.
You know.
So she said March 2023, things got really bad.
Yeah. He kicked a cat.
So she's suing him. We'll see what happens in that one. Let's see. Taylor Swift. The recent release of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, Taylor's version on Disney Plus, racked up an impressive 4.6 million views in just 3 days.
Wow.
They got a total of 16.2 million hours of viewing time, and that set records for the streaming service.
Surprise, surprise, surprise with Taylor.
In addition to the enormous physical preparation Jake Gyllenhaal underwent to get himself into fighting shape for Roadhouse, which releases on Prime Video March 21, the 43-year-old also had to film some pretty intense fight scenes. And Gyllenhaal says that at some point during filming, he actually got injured and ended up with a staph infection.
Oh, wow.
So, these guys aren't messing around. This is his new film, Roadhouse, which is a remake, I think, of the Patrick Swayze thing.
Yeah.
And some sad news here. The Kardashian-Jenner family mourning the loss of Karen Houghton, Kris Jenner's only sister.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the reports say that Karen passed away in San Marcos, California, at the age of 65, with the cause of death being attributed to natural causes.
Man, that's terrible.
A little more trashy show business celebrity update coming up. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon, iNet Radio. Trashy showbiz and celebrity update from the Mickey Gordon program on iNet Radio. Fans of the hit show Peaky Blinders have something new to look forward to with Netflix's upcoming House of Guinness. Apparently, this is going to be a historical drama set in Dublin and New York in the 1800s, and will follow the compelling story of the Guinness family dynasty.
Wow, the beer people.
Yeah. Actually, that's something I'd like to see. Warner Brothers Pictures has dropped the second trailer for Furiosa, a Mad Max saga.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
You know, it's funny that now putting out trailers makes news.
Yeah, it's true.
And we like to mock it. Also, in anticipation of Spike Lee's reimagination of the classic film High and Low, apparently a star-studded cast has been announced. Jeffrey Wright, fresh off his Oscar nomination for American Fiction, is set to join Denzel Washington in the project.
Well, I'm going to see that, too. Spike Lee, he's a good director.
Yeah, and those are great actors, too. And Peacock has announced the upcoming limited series, The Good Daughter.
Oh.
It's a crime drama based on Karen Slaughter's book, The Good Daughter. And they say that Jessica Biel will star in it. And that's all she wrote. Trashy showbiz and celebrity update. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Thanks for listening today. This is the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. That's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. With Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fatso Puny, President Bill Clinton, a boy named Sue. The Mickey Gordon program. Copyright 2024 Internet Work, iNet Radio.